good afternoon and good evening, Fountain of Living Waters podcast listeners. Welcome to this episode, and I'm so excited because there's been a few changes. And if you're listening to this episode right now, it means you subscribed, and I just want to say thank you for supporting us. Before I start this episode, thank you so much for subscribing, and I'm sure you're gonna enjoy your idea. So let's get right to today's episode. I'll start off somewhere. So I've been following my post on Instagram. I made a post of recent after I saw a video of a lady that you know, changes man's name to from husband to his real name. So definitely he's a boyfriend or maybe fiancé or something, but they're not married, that I'm sure of. And you know, it got me thinking. I made a comment and I was like, this screams instability. People were like, oh, it's not that deep, like, I'm going too far, like, no. Okay, I said, if it happens repeatedly, then this screams instability. And so I still got, like, backlash, and they're like, no, it doesn't have to be this deep, you know, it's just emotions and things like that. This brought me to today's episode, emotional instability. Honestly, guys, I don't know what to say, but I'll just put things together on how I feel. And as you all know, I'll be deviating a bit on my podcast because I'm talking more on relationship and how God can help us in this, you know, relationships, marriage, and life. And I'm sure you've heard the good news. I'll also be taking an online course on this, and I'm super excited. Oh, so guys, let's quickly go on to today's episode. We just started already. One major sign of emotional instability is mood swing. Now, I really want to use this case, this lady's scenario, as a case study, because if you are changing your man, the person you claim you love, his name from, or let's just say, the love of my life, and change it to Roka, something, put one no nice emoji from the love of my life with plenty love emojis, and you know, and you change it to his full name. I did that the first time, it pisses you off. The second time, or maybe he doesn't reply your message, or you don't know what he's doing and talking to you, just change it from love of my life to Roka's Roka for something, whatever it means, and it happens repeatedly. Now, we all agree, oh, it was mood swing, it was just emotions, you know, she was just angry, you know, she was paranoid, maybe she was a bit suspicious. All of this are signs of emotional instability. And I know it's really common with we ladies. The only way you can tackle a problem is when you admit it's a problem. I'm saying this because a lot of ladies do this. I do it previously, not anymore. Because as of then, what made me do all of this was because I was angry, I was uncertain, and I was, you know, feeling like, oh, is it worth it? What is he doing? Does he really love me? Does it, like, so many questions. all of this boils down to the topic, emotional instability. So if you're experiencing mood swings and more like an overwhelming fear or abandonment, like, oh, it's going to leave me, oh, it doesn't want me, I'm not good enough, please and please and please, you need to treat this topic as important. Because changing his name from Love My Life to his real name is something, it's a big thing. It's not insignificant. It looked very little, like, oh, I was just angry. Yes, anger. Yes, anger is part of emotional stability. And until we get to admit it, we'll always be on this case. It looks like nothing. But trust me, it is a big thing. Because it happens to we ladies. I know people say, oh, ladies are emotional with this, with that. But if you're really certain about this person, unless maybe you guys are probably like almost done or you guys have broken up, I don't see any reason why you change his name. It looks very little, like you shouldn't be talking about this thing, but these little things count. I'm doing this, I'm like dedicating a full episode to this issue because it looks little, but it's not honestly. And I know sometimes it's probably due to anxiety. This could be anxiety. And I'm here to tell you that God got you. Honestly. Because I've been there before, and emotional instability, like if anybody understands this thing, I do, because this, in the next few episodes or more, I'm really using myself as a practical example. Like, I've been really seeing a lot of things. I really want you to just sit down as you're learning, God is opening the first. Okay, so now I want you to know that God is in this boat with you. I know there are storms. I know you think, like, sometimes you don't understand why. Sometimes you just don't get it. No. Now, let's take over the case study from the lady that changes her boyfriend's name to from Sugar and Onion and Butterfly to Junior. Let's be a bit more general. I know ladies are very emotional, but you can also make logical decisions. Being a lady is not an excuse for you to be emotionally unstable. It's not an excuse. Because why? God is in this boat with you. God is not gender biased. If a man can be stable emotionally, we can. Okay, so we know the popular verse of scripture, Matthew 8, 23, 27, how Jesus was in the boat and there was a storm and he was like, oh, why do you have little faith? And he sees the storm. I want you to intentionally tell God to seize the storm. This instability and everything is a storm and can be seized. Now, this doesn't just boil down to we ladies alone. I think some guys also go through this. Yes, some guys go through this emotional thing, but it's more common with we ladies. You know, it's more common with we ladies. And if you're a guy and you're going through these mood swings and fear of abandonment, this anxiety, the anger and everything, I tell you, God can seize your storm only if you let him. Don't forget, he said, come unto me, all you are heavy laden, you're heavy burdened, you are tired, tired, you're giving up. You're anxious, you're paranoid. Sometimes you feel empty and hopeless and worthless. Like, I'm not even doing anything. Like, things are not going the way I want it to. Sometimes you have reduced self-esteem. But Jesus is saying, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. That's my good news for you today. God can give you rest. There is rest. You can be stable again. You can make right decisions again. You can be less anxious. Your self-esteem can rise up. Your mood swings can be a thing of the past. And you make good and great decisions only if you let God help you. So now, there are days whereby we have crazy mood swings and we're angry and some other things. I feel like, oh, I'm getting emotionally unstable. I'll give you 4 things I do, you know, to help you. Maybe you're feeling angry or someone pissed you off. Just was like, I want you to be away from this. Number one, you can play games on your phone. You can watch movies. You can do household tasks and cleaning and cooking. Then this household task, I do it a lot. Trust me, I do it. I might just be like in the middle of the night, probably like around 10, 11, almost midnight. And probably one way or the other, like, I get this emotional mood swing and things like that. Just like cleaning the house, it helps me a lot. It can help you too. You can decide to pray, read the Bible, read a book. You can meditate. You can talk to a friend. But don't let the devil deceive you into thinking this is just what you can be. You are more than being emotionally unstable. You are bigger than this. You are greater than this. For he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. I believe in you. We believe in you, and God believes in you. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope to bring you all more informative episode, more inspiring episode, more stories, more gists, because so many. I just find some absurd things online and I'm like, it's okay, I've been there, but you know, we learn every day and I feel we can do better. We can do better. We can progress better. So thank you for listening. Please share this podcast. Please share it. It's not pride. I don't have pride. Please share this podcast. People need to listen. People need to know what's happening, because I just see things online and I'm like, ow. But we can do this. The world will get better. I'll see you next week. Till then, don't forget that you can make logical and not just emotional decisions as a lady, and you're stronger than what you feel. What you feel is not true, okay? I know you can feel angry at the moment, but it doesn't have to be true. And God is going to help us overcome all emotions that were not pleasing. Till I see you next week. I love you. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Pamela Sign, at Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. I make a lot of tweets and I'm going to engage. See you next week. Bye bye.